Blog Talk Radio.
Go, go, go. This thing on. Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, she, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barberini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror. Huh, big ego. My ancestors, so rego. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we dread the needle. Huh, this a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same block, single from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat. 2020 full of new growth. Stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never leave a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go. On top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co. And different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any, mini, miny, mo? Here for the gold, C3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling this bias, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this is urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? This thing on? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Hear me now? Yeah. What's good, eh? What's good?
What's good?
Happy Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to Hollywood and Friends. My name is Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Julie. What?
Julie. Today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at I Am Hollywood, at Judy.blu, and at Hampton Blue Network, BLU on Blue. That's our producer, Stacy. That first song was Can You Hear Me Now off my EP, That Will Be Done. You can stream everywhere, anywhere. Music is streamed. That. How was your weekend, though?
My weekend was regular. I worked.
Weekend after
Nothing
Thanksgiving.
Nothing exciting. What?
I said the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I still work. What the hell? The weekend after Thanksgiving ain't no holiday.
Yeah, I was just telling somebody how I was working on Black Friday, and I was thinking like this probably the first Black Friday in like 4 years. That I actually work. I usually don't work.
It's not a holiday. Why are you not
working?
It's
not a holiday, but I usually don't. I usually finagle my way out of having to do anything.
Why? For what?
I don't know. It's more so because Thanksgiving. I usually be trying to like take that time, like, cause nobody want to like get up in the morning. You want to usually you with family. This year probably a little
right.
different. But usually you with family and you you want to turn up, you want to probably drink. You don't want to have to worry about getting up the next morning.
Right.
So.
I guess because maybe because you've gone, you fall now.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't really do much. Thanksgiving though was cool. It was my first Thanksgiving without being around my family though. It's kind of like I was bummed a little bit, just a little bit. But I got up in the kitchen, put that brown arm to use.
Make that Mac
and,
attack.
Made that Mac. It was pretty good. I made yams for the first time ever.
How was it?
Normally, my mother be the one. It came out good. I was actually surprised. I was like, okay, mom will be proud.
Mm.
The thing is, and this is probably the case with like most like black families and people who like cook, grew up cooking. I asked my mother,
right,
how much butter, how much sugar. Her response was, I usually go based on how many potatoes I got. Like, so she's like, do it by eye. So she like, she can't
you
tell
just
me
know.
Two sticks. So I had to do it by eye. And I did it based on when I look in her pot before it's done, what it looked like. So that's a pile of sugar,
yeah,
two sticks of butter. Literally a pile. A pile of sugar, two sticks of butter. And I didn't know how much extract, so I put like the whole bottle, and
oh
I just winged
God.
It.
The whole
but it,
bottle.
It worked. It was the small bottle though.
Oh my God! So why vanilla extract could go a long way? You said the whole bottle.
It worked. It worked. So I'm I can add
now I believe
yams
you
to my list.
I told you had the arm.
The arm.
You got the arm.
What you made? Because I ain't see a plate or nothing.
I just,
what you got over there?
I made a few things. I didn't make a turkey. I made mac, of course. I made my own cheese sauce. I don't know why. You know what? Honestly, I only ate one time. Like,
I'm laughing because you tried something different.
Right, yeah, I tried something different. I mean, it came out pretty good. Like, my daughter was like, I should make regular macaroni and cheese. You know, like how I got the box? She was like,
uh-huh,
I should make my own sauce instead of ever buying a box again. I
yeah.
should just do that. So I was like, all right. I made mac, I made cabbage. I didn't make a lot. I made potato salad, just the basic.
I had cabbage two here. You had almost the same
yeah. thing. Just the basics. Nothing too colorful. Like I like to have my plate look colorful, but not, you know, not like that. It was just regular because last year I made way too much food, and this year I feel like I still made too much food, but just not as much as I did last year. But my food came out good.
That's what's up.
I forgot a couple of things.
I recorded.
And I did everything was like a layer. I did everything in layers. That was my.
What you mean layer?
Yeah, like when I made the macaroni, I made
uh-huh.
like if I was making a lasagna, like that.
Huh. That's different.
So wait, what I did was when I made the cheese sauce, I put the macaroni inside the cheese sauce, supposed to be like, you know, even. And then I layered it and put cheese through it like a lasagna. Like,
so Stacey
like
had
cheese,
posted this
noodles.
On her Instagram, and it was Tupac and Janet. And it was like,
yeah,
when,
I saw, that's
when
what
you
I
overhead
said. Yeah, that's
say
what
I tried something
I
different from Mac.
Yeah.
But wait, layers, that's okay. But the cheese sauce,
yeah,
though, I've done the cheese sauce.
Yeah, I put the noodles inside the cheese sauce just to have the right amount of cheese between the noodles, you know what I'm saying? And then I put the cheese, like the that noodle that I put the cheese sauce in, I made that earlier, and then I put like some cheese on top of it, you know, and then I made another layer of noodles, cheese on top, like, you know, like that. And it was pretty good.
At what point did the eggs come in?
No, I did put eggs,
uh-oh,
but, you know, the eggs came in when the noodles was done.
Oh, with the noodles,
I put the butter and then the eggs.
Okay.
You know, I watched. I know it's butter and eggs, but I watched. Relax.
No, I was just trying to see because you said you did a layer situation, so I was just like,
No. The noodles
imagine
and
though,
eggs
like,
and all of that was
a layer
already
noodles,
mixed.
Then a layer
of
eggs, then a layer
of
cheese.
Trust
hashtag
me, I watched it plenty of times. But yeah, it came out good. So it's nice and even. You see my mac before, stop playing.
But I ain't see this year layered mac.
Cause I ain't feel like other than the moon. First of all, I was drinking the whole time I was cooking. I was drinking. By the time 6 o'clock came, I was out. Like it was gone. Like 6:41, I was out.
Now that cheese sauce is where it's at. I definitely do that too. The first time I made it, I did all cheese sauce and just put a little regular, but then I learned from my mistakes. It came out good taste wise, but to have the like consistency that, you know, we used to,
right,
I do half
right
and half. So it's like cheese
right
could stretch and be all in it throughout. So cheese all through the bitch. That's what Auntie
That's why
said.
I put the macaroni in the cheese sauce so it could be even out. But
I
yeah,
got beans,
man,
green, potatoes, tomatoes. Yeah, it was a good. It was a good thing.
It was good.
Food wise.
I did the same thing with my ziti too. I layered it. I layered the ziti too. It was a lot, but it was good.
Stacey says she usually do a 6 to 7 cheese blend on mac and cheese. Yeah, that sounds about right. I probably did like four this time.
Uh-huh.
4 or 5.
Yeah, I do 3 or 4. You know what I used to do? Like, this is like when my daughter was first born. I used to make an all-white macaroni. Ain't that crazy? Like an
all-white
macaroni.
Okay, that's got to be different.
Yeah, it was good. It was so good. It was really good. I used to do the all-white, you know, all-white everything. Nah, not all-white everything. That means a lot of things might be bland. But it was all right.
Stacey said she had a vegan meal. She didn't feel like cooking this year. That had to be different.
What did you eat? Lettuce.
Stacey.
What? Lettuce.
What was it?
It was vegan turkey, stuffing with some vegan sausage. It yams. You can veganize yams easily. Greens, again, could veganize that. And yellow rice they put in there. It's from Veggie Castle. It was pretty good. The vegan turkey was okay. You know, it's seitan, whatever.
That's one of the main things I had a question about.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these vegan companies are working on creating the right vegan turkey, but these folks just use seitan, so it didn't really taste like turkey. But everything else was pretty good. Oh, mac and cheese too, but vegan mac and cheese does not taste like regular mac and cheese.
Yeah,
but,
I actually had vegan mac and cheese before, and I know everybody's different, but this place I got it from, it wasn't that good. But I've seen
they're working on it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but vegan cheese is a little funny, but, you know, it hasn't been perfected, but that's why I would mostly be a vegetarian. I'm not against eating regular cheese, but I still like to try new things. So. But it was good.
That's
I made
suck.
Potato
that's
salad, too. I forgot about that. I made that. You got to have one salad.
You said I don't even eat potato salad anymore. I used to when I was younger, but Not anymore. I think it's the eggs situation that goes inside it. But let me tell the people what we're going to be talking about today. What's hot in these blogs. Last night was fight night. Everybody talking about it. If you didn't see it, you heard about it. The Tyson versus Roy Jones fight.
Oh, my God.
On, I don't even know what it came on because I ain't paid for it.
I ain't paid for it either. I was watching it through live.
Right. Seeing it through some other form of fashion. And a lot of people talking about the undercard fight that went down between, what's this guy's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Nate Robinson.
I've been typing up this guy's name on Facebook all night, and I forgot it just now. Yeah, that's his name, Nate Robinson.
Oh, my God. Nate Robinson challenge. They going in. It's only the next day.
Oh, man. It's over for
they
me.
Going
it's
in.
Over.
Oh, my God. Y'all about to send this to you. You going to be like, what?
So he's actually, him and Jake Paul, who he boxed, aren't boxers. Nate is a basketball player for the NBA, and Jake is a YouTuber, I guess. Like, he's famous. He's, like, one of the most popular accounts on YouTube.
Oh, you kidding me? That's what was funny.
Yeah. Yep, he's a YouTuber. He's known for doing, like, you know, some, I guess, crazy things or whatever. And they had some words on social media, and I don't know who was the one that said, "So see me out, come see me outside, catch me outside."
Right.
One of them, I think Jake said Nate called him out. This is what makes it the most embarrassing thing ever, because you can't be the one initiating it and then go
and
down like that. We're talking about the Grammys today, the snubs, the biggest snubs, how people, a lot of people in their feelings about it. I feel like this happens every year. And then Biden and Harris finally beginning the transition process. That man's administration, they're finally sort of acknowledging. It's like everybody's acknowledging it except for him and his lawyer. But it's happening. But let's get back into this Nate Robinson situation. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. You can chime in on anything we're discussing. So 8 rounds supposed to have been what took place, 2 minutes each. They went to about the second round, and it was over. Because Nate Robinson got knocked out.
I thought it was only 50 seconds in.
It could have been the first round. I just know it was quick. And it wasn't the first time he got knocked down. I seen it coming from a mile away. I don't know if you've seen it coming, but the way he was boxing, I'm like, yo, I don't know what this technique is he got going on, but it's not working, beloved. It's not working. He was, like, charging at Jake Paul, like, on some, I don't even know, like, if he was playing tag or something. Like, every time the bell rung, it was, like, charge, like. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. He wasn't blocking his face. He had a couple of good swings in, but he wasn't ready. What you thought from what you saw?
What you mean when I saw? I blinked my eye, it was over. You know, like, not even, I'm exaggerating, but you know how you be like, all right, this is still an undercard fight, let me go over here real fast and see something before they start.
The
and then when I went back, he was already on the ground. Like,
crazy.
That was fast. That's why I texted him. Was like, that was a fast fight. Because I didn't even get a chance to, like, eat a popcorn. Usually my popcorn is gone by the beginning credits. Like,
niggas ain't even get a kernel.
Right.
Over. I was embarrassed for him. Because, like I said, it wasn't the first time he went down. He hit the ground probably a good 2 times other than the knockout. And the first time he was saying that Jake Paul punched him in the back of the head. And when they played the slow motion, it was like by the air more so. But I think he thought it was basketball. You know, in basketball, when there's a foul, you drag it and you lay there and you throw yourself over the bleachers and shit and lay there and hope the ref call it. I think that's what he thought was going on here. So when he thought he got punched in the back of the head, he hit the ground and stayed there. And it's like, bro, that's not a good look in boxing, nigga. Get up. What are you doing? So then he finally got up, saw that it wasn't no fouls called, and then went back at it. Jake got him one good time, and he fell out and was slumped, like literally slumped. For they had to go to commercial break, I think. He was laying there so long. And it was just like, bruh, what the hell happened? I've been meaning to go to his social media, his Instagram or something, to see if he made a statement, if he went on his stories. I wanted to see what he had to say about it.
He did make a statement. I think it was on Twitter.
Okay.
He said something about being thankful for... Yeah, he did make a statement. Something about being, I don't know, but something about being thankful for being able to be on the big, that big ring or something like that. I don't know. He said some dumb shit. I was like, whatever.
So it wasn't Twitter, because the last tweet he wrote was before the fight, 22 hours ago.
Maybe it was fake.
He said, tonight I'm fighting for my brothers in the NBA, athletes across the world, and most importantly, my children.
Who will have it? Let me see.
Yeah, because you know people be making fake tweets and the shit look real. They put the little blue check mark next to it. Everything.
Look, so it says, thank you everyone for all of the well wishes. I'm okay. I appreciate at Trilla for the opportunity as well as everyone that has backed me during the fight. To my coaches, trainers, fans, and teammates, I appreciate all of the time and support you guys put in with me. It wasn't the outcome that we wanted, but I'm thankful for the opportunity to fight on the biggest stage that there has been. Hold that. Hashtag hold that. And I got that off of Academic's page, and it looked like he got it off of his page.
So it could have been a post and delete, or maybe he posted it on Instagram or something.
Right. Let me see.
So
I'll check right now.
LL Cool J tweeted out, said, "Yo, Nate Robinson, stay strong, my brother. That could have happened to anyone. I respect the fact that you stepped up and took a chance.
Wait,
maximum respect, my brother.
What could happen to anyone? What? Oh, that was his Instagram.
He said, okay.
But what could happen to? What are you talking about? What could happen to anybody? What exactly? What do you know that I don't know? I just had a fight. Right? Because sometimes you just don't want to say what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's unspoken. It's spoken right there for social media for everyone to see. But it's still unspoken because nobody actually said it to his face, right?
Shit. the way the internet is set up, it probably felt like they were saying it to his face. And high key, his boys, you know, his teammates, everybody probably was cutting his ass. Because at the end of the day, it was not a real fight. I mean, it was a fight, but it wasn't a real fight. I mean, like, y'all not boxers. Y'all just in here because y'all talking shit to each other on social media type thing.
It's entertainment, right?
Yeah. So I could see where they could cut his ass without it being like a thing.
They couldn't use nobody else.
I don't know who's. I don't know who launched it up, but maybe management was like, yo, this would be a good thing. Y'all can hash it out in the ring. Like, man, I don't know who said it was a good idea, but Jake Paul.
I want to know even, what he's talking about. It could have happened to anybody. What could have happened to anybody?
Getting knocked out.
What though? I'm gonna die. Coming from a man that sing a song, "Mama said knock you out." Like, what, nigga? What? Yo, that's so crazy. Coming from a man who got a song called "Mama said knock you out."
Yo, can we talk before we get into Tyson and Jones, about Robinson and Jake Paul, the commentary from Snoop Dogg was classic. Like,
I didn't hear nothing.
Yo, I got to send you this clip. Actually, there's a clip on our page, Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. That's Snoop in the background, if you play it and listen to it. Snoop in the background.
Okay.
He was singing and like, yo, get out of there. Get like during Tyson and Jones fight, when Tyson was hitting Roy Jones with some body shots. Snoop like, get those ribs off the grill. You gotta get those ribs out of there. Get those ribs off the grill.
Oh my god.
So let's talk about Tyson and Jones. 50-plus years old for both of them. Tyson looked like he was almost at his tip-top fighting
Tyson
stage. He lost 100 pounds.
Jones 51.
Yeah, he lost 100 pounds for this fight. I ain't gonna hold you.
Wow.
During the weigh-in, Roy Jones didn't look ready. Like, his body, the shape, he ain't look as fit. And it kind of showed in the ring.
He was sweating balls.
Man's was breathing harder than I don't even know. And meanwhile, Tyson just was looking like ready. It wasn't until probably like the 7th, 8th round that it started to look like Tyson was getting tired. But Roy, from like the first sit down, what you thought about the fight?
I thought it was legit for people who paid money for that. Like, they should have just watched it. I watched it on Instagram for somebody live.
It was
a waste. They kept hugging, dancing. I thought I was watching Dancing with the Stars for a second. I was like, let me know more. What the fuck is going on? Is this an intermission? Is this an intermission? Are we just watching Dancing with the Stars as a commercial? No way, they got it.
Dancing with the Stars, yeah, it was
a gif.
It definitely was a gif. That was one of the first things I wrote afterwards on Facebook. I was like, imagine paying $49.99 for that. I would have been
what?
It cost $49.99. Pay per view that.
Oh no, baby! I thought it was like $10.
No! $49.99.
Oh no, honey! I thought it was like $10. You kidding me, huh?
$10.
$50. Because you know when you told me the price that you pay, I'm like, all right, well, how much of a discount is that? You know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe it was
I paid like $4 to watch this. I ain't gonna tell you but I got the ultimate discount, 95%.
Right. So I'm like, how great was this discount? It couldn't be that much. I'm thinking it's like $20. $50.
And I could imagine how many people actually paid for it. People had fight night parties, like I've seen it.
Right. And I guess the fun was the parties in itself, because that fight was trash.
The thing is, I knew that it was going to be, people was going to be disappointed, because a lot of people didn't understand going into this that it was an exhibition fight. I had to Google, like, what the hell is an exhibition fight? Like, what does it mean exactly?
Right.
It's like,
right,
sort of like, not the way it would be regular. Like, I heard the gloves are padded a little extra. I heard they were supposed to wear headgear. That's what you wear in exhibition fights, but they decided not to wear the headgear because then it would have looked like old people in the ring. So they decided not to do it, the headgear. There was going to be no knockouts. This is an exhibition.
Right.
If the fight starts to get too crazy, they're going to call it off. That's what it said.
Right.
And there's going to be no winner declared.
Right.
So everybody's pulling away because they said it was a draw. And meanwhile, it was going to be a draw anyway. They wasn't going to call no winner.
So you paid for a draw. You know that,
right? You paid to just watch two legends,
two old niggas
get back
in
to reunite for old time's sake, and
everybody
no winner.
Kept saying, "Bite her ear." Oh my god, can't do nothing in the people forget. Bite her ear.
Snoop Dogg actually, during his commentary, he mentioned something. He said, "Let's hope Tyson don't get a flashback."
Bite the ear.
I would say by the seventh round, I was like, come on, give us something. By the eighth round, I'm like, we only got eight rounds. Give us something.
Right.
Give me something to go home with. Like, it was okay. I'm just happy I didn't pay $49.99 to see it.
I'm just happy I ain't pay nothing. It's on the whole damn fight.
Someone, one of my cousins said that it was, that she liked it, that it was a free concert because of the performances they had in between. But it wasn't really a free concert if you paid $49.99 to see it. They had French Montana perform, they had Snoop, they had guy named St. John, YG. That's all who I saw. I probably missed somebody. And Neo sung the national anthem.
Oh, I ain't see all that because I ain't really care. I just knew the fight wasn't starting at 9, and I'll tune in before it does.
Yeah, I was tight because it said 9. And I thought, like, okay, so maybe that means they're going to get in the ring 9. So I turned it on around 6:30 my time, 9:30 our time, and they wasn't even nowhere near about to come out. They probably just started the first undercard at that time.
The closest guess I had was 11:30.
Yeah, and that's about what time they came on. But, yeah, that was fight night. Let's move on to the Grammys. So, the biggest, I can't say the biggest snub, but one of the biggest ones that I've been hearing about all since the nominations came out is The Weeknd. The Weeknd was tight. Because he didn't receive not one.
Wow. How many nominations?
Nomination.
Oh.
He didn't receive not one. He was shut out completely. His album, After Hours, they say maybe one of the biggest albums, one of his biggest albums, and one of the biggest albums of the year. But the Grammy said, nah. And I was hearing, I don't know if this is true, but The Weeknd is the scheduled performer for the Super Bowl next year. I just learned this like 3 days ago. And I heard that the Grammys wanted him to perform at the Grammys. And I think he had, from what I heard, a choice between the Grammys and the Super Bowl, and he chose the Super Bowl. Obviously, who wouldn't? And they say that the Grammy snubbed him for that reason because they was tight. From what I heard through the grapevine is that he had to choose or the choice Super Bowl or Grammys, and he chose to perform at the Super Bowl, and then he was snubbed because he didn't want to perform.
Oh, so if he would have performed at the Grammys, he would have got a Grammy.
You know, I'm not sure it is, but sometimes you see that when the person's not in the audience, they usually don't win. Usually, who's there wins. A lot of times.
Yeah, they
there's
don't
some
come
exceptions,
they
you know, when they
win.
Be like, "Oh, I'll accept this award on such a behalf," but there's a lot of instances where it's a category full of people, and it'll be somebody in there who you know should get it. And the person mm-hmm. who's actually there in the audience, probably the only person there out of the people, they usually get it.
Yep. They don't come if they know they're not going to win.
A listener says some award shows do guarantee a win if you perform. I think Kanye exposed that, at least with MTV. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
So, Beyonce got the most nods, and we'll see how this goes because, you know, Jay-Z got 8 one year and didn't go home with any. So, we'll see if they pull another situation like that.
Oh, wait, the Grammys
like
didn't happen yet?
Nah, they just announced.
Oh, so what was that we were just watching, the VMAs? What was that?
The last show was the AMAs, like last week, 2 weeks ago.
Look, I can't keep up anymore.
Yeah, the Grammys usually is in like February, January-ish, around that time.
Oh, I'm thinking what just happened.
Oh, no. Nah.
My bad.
They just announced the nomination. So Beyonce got the most, I want to say it was like 9 or something like that.
Okay.
For the Black is King. Black Parade is up for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Yeah, she got 9 nominations. The Clark Sisters were shut out completely. I guess they normally get something in the gospel category. These are the snubs of the night. Brandy was snubbed, which I'm tight about because, come on, that's Brandy. How you snub Brandy? And her new album, B7. Toni Braxton was snubbed. Tiana Taylor was snubbed. Kehlani was snubbed. Alicia Keys was snubbed. And Summer Walker was snubbed. And Summer Walker got some hits. You would have thought she would have been in that R&B
category.
Why, though? We don't know. Jhené Aiko is the only one that's gonna have something in there in the R&B category that we, I guess, know of.
That's crazy.
But I'm surprised. I'm surprised about Alicia Keys, Brandy, and Summer Walker, especially.
That's crazy.
Now I'm curious to see what the categories look like. Like who was in there?
Who was in there, right?
Who in that R&B category?
Alicia Keys. Well, what did Alicia Keys do this year?
She put out a new album.
Yeah, she did. My bad. I ain't know. I don't remember when that happened. I wonder if
it wasn't like
already.
Mad long ago, but she definitely had singles, and the album probably just came out maybe last month or 2 months ago.
Okay.
It's self-titled. It's called Alicia.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. You probably know some of the songs, but yeah, you know, that happens sometimes. I'm curious to see these categories though.
Right.
I'm gonna try to pull it up real quick. Let's see. I'm gonna go to R&B. So R&B album. Yo, who are these people? The only
exactly.
two people I recognize in here is John Legend and Luke James. It's someone,
every
Aunt
day.
Clemens. Luke James.
Oh. So you said Rick James. What?
Somebody named Gibeon, Gregory Porter, and Aunt Clemens are the other 3 people in that category. I'm trying to find, let's see, R&B album. I'm on my way to it. Urban contemporary. There's a lot of people I don't know here. So Robert Glasper is in here. Free Nationals is in here. Chloe and Holly, Thundercat, and Janae Eiko. I'm still getting to the R&B. Oh, that's it? Wait, is it the Grammys that took away the R&B category? I remember us talking about that a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was R&B. I mean, yeah, maybe it was the Grammys, because I don't see R&B.
That's probably why.
They got urban contemporary albums as a category.
So what's Beyonce's category?
She's in for music video. She's in for... Oh, they got R&B album. Oh, that's what I just read, R&B album. Beyonce is for best song. Yeah, I don't know about the Grammys this year. Yikes. Yeah, there's no R&B... There's R&B album, but there's like no... There's only R&B album and urban contemporary album. Whoop! That goes down on Sunday, January 31st. On CBS.
But wait a minute. So they're still calling it urban contemporary.
Yeah, that's one of the categories on there.
Because I think that to your previous point about whatever categories, I'm reading an article where it says that they were supposed to change the name from urban contemporary to progressive R&B because, you know, the urban contemporary people still kind of could be racist.
Yeah.
So I guess they haven't done that. But that's what they were supposed to do. But anyway, I mean, I'm not questioning what you're reading, but I'm more questioning the Grammys. Like, they were supposed to have changed that, but I don't know when. But yeah, that's interesting. All right.
Yes, sir. So they I don't even, I don't see it in I don't even see it in the full list. Oh no, okay. Yeah. I don't know when they're gonna change that, but right now it's still that. Let's get into a song real quick.
Wow, what happened?
Back.
Damn.
let's get into congratulations. And then we come back, we're talking about Biden Harris and got what blows my Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio will be right back.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room, baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time, where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is... Look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibis, just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit and look, this whole thing's televised.
vibe.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught.
Got caught.
For that jewelry maker was caught. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set, and the winner is. Look, they called your name. It's crazy. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Y'all. And we're back.
And we're back. You know, we didn't even do festival today.
Oh, shit. Damn you.
We just got right into it.
Right. Just dive right in. That was congratulations off my EP. That will be done. Streaming on all streaming platforms. And the music video is out now on YouTube. Just search Hollywood. Congratulations. We're going to go to question of the day, but I wanted to just say real quick. So there are some other R&B categories in the Grammys that I, when I went to the Grammy site, it shows all of the categories. So they do got a Best Progressive R&B Album category in there, and they got Best R&B Song, they got Best Traditional R&B Performance, and Best R&B Performance. But it seemed like the people in these categories, I mean, power to the people for being a new artist, I'm guessing, and getting in these categories, but I don't know a lot of these names. Mm. So all of the names that we just said was snubbed out, like Best R&B Performance, there's someone in here named Brittany Howard. And she might be dope, but I don't know. I don't know who she is. Jhené Aiko's in there. Beyonce's in there. Emily King's in there. Somebody named Jacob Collier. There's a lot of like new artists in these categories.
And who do you think is gonna win that? Because you don't even know. You can't even say. Because you don't even
right.
know.
Right. I would expect Beyonce because she's the biggest in that bunch. But right. at the end of the day, it's politics, so you never know. If Beyonce don't pre-record a thank you video and submit it in, they might just say, nah, we're not giving it up. You never
yeah.
know.
They know but some
yeah.
things they don't show up to. But wait, but they're doing it virtually, right?
Right, right. Generally, you never know, because it seemed like with each award show, they doing something a little differently. The first one, it was like
okay.
nobody in there. They did it from like a soundstage. Next one, they had it at the actual place, like the VMAs, I think it was.
Right.
The AMAs, they just started, they threw a little bit of people up top. So you never know.
Right.
By come time the Grammys, they might just put some people in the audience. Social distance. Never know. They trying to slowly make their way back. But let's go into the what blows mind. I mean, no. Not what blows mind. The question of the day. Since I forgot it. And I'm never prepared with the question of the day. Never, ever. This week's question of the day. What three things would you take with you if you had to leave your home in an emergency. 646-716-8544. Press 1. Judy Blue, what three things would you take with you if you had to leave your home in an emergency?
Somebody you want to run?
Somebody on the run.
Somebody wants, yeah, wanting to know, like, what this is crazy. That's crazy. For me,
advice?
It's just, right. For me, just as long as I have my ID and all my, like, cards, bank information, I'm good. Everything else is safe. But it depends on the time of the year, because if it's cold, you know, I'm gonna pack that winter wear, but yeah. Straight up, my car keys.
Yeah, that's what I said too. I said car keys, phone, and wallet.
Oh, but the phone counts. The phone is part of you. Like, that don't. That don't
right,
count.
It's attached to you already.
That don't even count. The phone is part of attached to you. So that don't even count. Like, I'm thinking you need major. The phone go with you everywhere, so it was like, does that even count?
And I'm gonna have to add the charger, cause
it was already in my pocket, bro. Nah, but if you got money, you just go buy one.
Think about if it's like 3 a.m. and you're in the bed and you gotta jump up and run out. You got like 15 seconds. Then you gotta add it.
Yeah, I hope you got a phone case with your like the little wallet slit. That way, that's a tool
the
right
tool.
Here. So when you grab your phone, boom, you got your wallet or you got your ID and your debit card. Shit could be replaceable,
already.
You know what I'm saying? You could always call a credit card company, change your address, get a new card, blah blah blah. But just make sure you got some type of ID on you, because that's what you're gonna need to get all those things.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Yep.
Let's move on. Last but not least, for what's hot in these blogs is Biden. After months, weeks of stolen and stuff, a lot of
stolen.
Melania's husband's administration is starting to acknowledge the fact that Biden is the president-elect, and the GSA, which is a part of the they're part of the system that helps with transition from president to president. Like, they open up, make funds available, funds that the president-elect needs to start, like, you know, doing things, appointing people, stuff like that. So it was kind of on hold because of that guy, and now they finally opened it up. So Biden has access to funds that he wouldn't have had otherwise, and he can start the actual transition.
Finally.
For the White House. Finally. Finally, what you think about that?
Finally. I think it's about time he done snapped it to reality and realized he's out of here.
But the thing is,
like, how long he thought it was gonna last, though? Like, how long did he think that him holding out was gonna last?
The thing is, the crazy thing is, I don't think he fully resigned yet. Not resigned, but. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he fully accepted his fate yet. He hasn't officially conceded. He actually still has some lawsuits, despite the many of them that has been tossed out. Because I think
he
forgot.
Yeah, he knows how to part of his toast. Can he do that?
I think he forgot. No, because he won't be president anymore. He can't pre-pardon. Imagine, like, pardon myself for 10 years out. I think he didn't think about the fact that, because throughout his 4 years, he's been known to just throw out mistruths and shit that is just like absurd and not expecting people to go fact check things. And I think
right.
you forgot when it comes to the courts, you got to actually bring evidence. You can't just say, oh, they cheated and they had so many people voting who ain't supposed to vote and not have evidence to back it up. So that's why all of these things were thrown out, because this idiot ain't had no actual proof.
Right.
For what he was saying. So you're done.
You're done. You're out of here.
You're done. We'll see how this actual transition take place, like when the time comes, because I think he's gonna just leave. He's probably not even gonna like welcome Biden and his family in, like tradition calls for. Yeah,
right.
You already know who he's dealing with.
Like a big baby, like you literally
exactly.
the man that they say you are. Like what?
Even Michelle came forward recently, Michelle Obama, and spoke about when it was time for her and Barack to transfer to him and Melania.
Like, basically, we ain't want to do it, right?
She basically, in a nutshell, said, like, I wasn't with it. I like this shit, but I had
right.
to do it because it's for the better of our country and a
right.
mature thing to do. She said she welcomed Melania in, showed her around, show her the little notes and stuff. She gave her tips on how it's like raising family and all that, like mature adult.
Mm.
Not this man.
That's crazy. No, we'll see. You got until when? January?
Yep, January.
We'll
January. A listener said when my building had a fire, you literally are just thinking of getting out. Yeah, that's true. Not even thinking of what to take, but I would definitely say essentials. I guess depends on the emergency as well.
That's true.
Yeah, long as I'm covered, my body with clothes, and I got my wallet and my phone, I think I'll be all right.
Mhm.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
like I said, grab that phone and keep your card and your ID.
So, let's get ready to get into what blows. What blows?
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it, and if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mine? It's the part of the show where we say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing that just have you going, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544 or press 1 right now if you happen to be on the line. Judy. Blue.
I don't know. I'm happy. I don't.
Because I'm
going.
Happy.
I'm happy.
How long if you feel like a without a
I don't want to say things when I start hating.
Because I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know what blows mine? This pandemic. I just want it to be over. Like,
right.
I just want to be able to go out without a mask on and just be back like old times. Like,
nah, let me tell you something. Some people need to keep these fucking masks on. Let me tell you. Some people. Nah, I'll be working with some people, and then I'll be forgetting how they really look under that mask, because they wear it all day, so like when they take the mask down, I'll be like, oh, shit, I forgot how you look.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that shit is crazy.
Yo, you want to hear something crazy, too, to that note, like, because, you know, I just moved, you know, and transfer, and I'm meeting everybody for the first time with the mask. So it's not even like I knew what they looked like. I could only guess what you looked like under there. And then one day, I happened to walk into your office, and your mask is down. And it's like, I'm taken aback. Like, oh. That's what was under there.
You haven't did that. You haven't did that before. Like, oh, we got scared real quick, but he was hoping nobody else heard.
Gee. Yo, there's a few people
that happened to me this week.
It's like, oh, like, you could only, like I said, you could just imagine and kind of guess, and some of them you fool. And it's like, oh, jeez. You said that happened to you this week?
Yeah, because, you know, the guy that I be with at work, the young guy. So, you know, we like almost partners in the sense. Like, if I got to do something, he got to do it, or we got to come and leave together type shit, right? So now, the other day, he was talking, and I was like, I cannot hear nothing you saying. And he put my jaw. I forgot his teeth was like that. Like, I forgot. And I was just like. Or this one time. I was riding with somebody I knew for years, and I never noticed. I never knew. I just looked one time at their hand, and I was like, you need lotion for your hands. And then when I went to go pick their hand up, two fingers were stuck together. I was like,
oh, wow.
And then I played it up, but I made it a little worse because I was like, you have a finger pop somebody with this?
Ah!
And I was rubbing it, and I was being well. I had that kid just 2 seconds ago. Like, I had to fix it.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
They got the babies on the floor.
Oh, man. The baby.
Yeah, the Nate Robinson challenge. Got the baby on the floor.
It's crazy. The internet plays no games. They waste no time whatsoever. They got to be on it. And
this
almost
happened
immediately,
not even 24 hours ago, right?
Nope. Shit, not even 2 hours later, they had this Nate Robinson challenge going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Going crazy.
That's crazy.
Huh. But all right, last call for alcohol. Let's get ready to get up out of here on this Sunday. About to be in December soon. It's holiday season. Winter, even though I ain't experiencing it.
The way
I like it. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. Just make sure you're spelling it the right way. Judy Blue, where they can find you?
Judy.Blue on Instagram. Here every Sunday at the same time.
That part. Follow me at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and follow our producer Stacey at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU on Blue. And I see YouTube.com/Hampton Blue. We appreciate you. However you're listening. Oh, it hasn't gotten cold there? That's what Stacey just said.
I mean, it's cold, but
well, I can't take that. I can't listen to Stacey because Stacey liked to wear no jacket. I'm talking about it was like cold. Like I got on a coat. Stacey out here with like a cardigan on or something. I'm like, nah, Stacey, I can't take that advice from you. She said that's her white blood.
No, it's not that bad. And Stacey drives, So it's different. You know, it's different when you drive. You go a whole year without a coat when you drive.
Mhm. But yeah, it's out here. It's cold in the morning and at night. Like I feel like I'm back in New York. But
right.
Once like 10 a.m. come, that sun start hitting. And even though it's not like 90s, it's like 70s, that sun be hitting. So it's pretty much that's how the day go. I like it like that, though. But, yeah, it definitely is cold at night and in the early morning.
What?
Talking about like 40.
Nah, Long Island,
sometime.
Every day, every time I get in my car, the mirrors are fogged up from the cold.
Yeah.
And the windows.
But thank y'all for listening. Let's get up out of here. Deuces.
We out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl.
Oh, yeah. This is my part right here.
Whoa. Hallelujah.